The tax man's taken all my dough and left me in my stately home, blazing on a sunny afternoon. And I can't sail my yacht, he's taken everything I got. All I've got's this sunny afternoon.
Welcome back. I'm Ian Masters, and this is Background Briefing. And joining us now is Edward Kleinbart, who's a professor of law at the University of Southern California's Gould School of Law. His work focuses on the taxation of capital income, international tax issues, and the political economy of taxation, including the intersection of tax policy and contemporary politics. His recent academic papers include Stateless Income and Tax Expenditure Framework Legislation. Previously, he served as Chief of Staff of the United States Congress's Joint Committee on Taxation, and recently he testified before the United States Senate Budget Committee at a hearing titled Reducing the Deficit by Eliminating Wasteful Spending in the Tax Code. Welcome to Background Briefing, Edward Kleinbart.
Thank you, Ian. I'm glad to be here.
And, of course, it's tax day today, and you have some ideas which you gave to the Senate recently. I guess it may make people uncomfortable those who are not getting a refund but having to pay some taxes. I guess your basic argument is that we're all going to have to get real here and pay more tax.
You know, that's absolutely correct. That's the place you have to start. And when I think about the issue, the first thing I did was to look and say to myself, well, where is the United States a wasteful spender? Because it would always be preferable to cut wasteful spending than to ask us all to pay more tax. And it turns out, Ian, that there aren't very many places where the United States is a wasteful spender. In most areas of government, the United States spends at the same level or less than do other countries, peer countries around the world, with two big exceptions. We spend much, much more than other countries on defense, on military. We account for about 43% of the world's total world spending on defense matters and on healthcare. And in healthcare, we spend by far the most per capita of any country in the world. If we spent the same that the number two country, which is Norway, spent per capita, we'd cut our total spending, public and private, about $880 billion a year. So those are the two places where we're spending wastrels. And for reasons we can talk about, if you assume that we're not going to make a lot of immediate progress on either of those, it means that we have to talk about higher taxes.
And what is the obviously there's been a sustained campaign over the decades to make tax a dirty word, to make people believe that they're taxed more than anybody else on the planet, which is quite the opposite. We're, I think, one of the least taxed countries in the world. And there's also this anti-government movement out there that the government just is full of waste and the money's being soaked up and wasted. So how do you make a case then that we need to pay more taxes?
Well, you have to put prejudices to one side and look at the actual numbers. In fact, the United States is not simply not a high tax country. In 2012, it was the lowest taxed country of all the major developed countries in the world as a percentage of its GDP. We weren't number 12. We were the lowest taxed country in the world among developed economies, including federal, state, local taxes all put together. We collect taxes in ways that are particularly unpleasant through all the pain we put people through on tax day, the filing of personal income tax returns. But the fact is, this is a very low tax country. We have an awful lot of fundamental misconceptions, and it's really important to sort of get the word out about where the reality lies. so that we can start looking at reality-based solutions.
Again, I'm speaking with Edward Kleinbart. He's professor of law at the University of Southern California's Gould School of Law, and he is formerly the chief of staff of the United States Congress's Joint Committee on Taxation, and recently testified before the United States Senate's Budget Committee at a hearing titled Reducing the Deficit by Eliminating Wasteful Spending in the Tax Code. Now, obviously, the battle has been between the administration and the Republicans over getting the wealthy to pay more and making our tax system more progressive. It's become more regressive over the years, and I don't know that we're going to get much more out of that. So then when you talk about the waste in the tax expenditures and the need for tax reform in terms of eliminating a lot of the wasteful spending in the tax code, how progressive is your ideas there? I mean, don't the wealthy get away with extraordinary benefits to the tax code? My understanding is the richest 400 individual taxpayers with an average income of more than $200 million pay less than 20% of their incomes, and 116 of the top 400 earners, which is almost a third, pay less than 15% of their income in taxes.
At the very, very, very top end, the top 400 taxpayers, going a little further down from that, people's income is completely dominated by capital gains and, to a lesser extent, dividend income. And because capital gains until 2013 were taxed at a 15% rate, that means that the top 400 are going to have, in practice, tax rates that hover around the capital gains mark, which would have been 15% for 2012. For 2013, capital gains, of course, have gone up to 20%. It's probably going to be the case that for 2013, we'll see the top 400 paying a bit more tax. But to me, the really interesting question lies in what's the most efficient way to collect more tax revenues, because we simply need the money from the American people as a whole. And when I look at that question, Ian, what I take away is that there is tremendous amount of, in effect, disguised wasteful spending programs that are not identified as such. At the beginning, I tried to identify the two explicit kinds of spending where the United States is an outlier. And of those, by far the most important is our total public and private spending on health care. But assuming we're not willing to come to grips with that issue again, we have to look to some of the hidden spending programs that we have inside of how we organize government. And by that I mean spending that's buried in the tax code as deductions or tax credits for what are really personal expenses. Housing is a perfect example. We subsidize housing to a very substantial extent through the tax code. And people, obviously, I enjoy that subsidy. Lots of people on your radio show enjoy that subsidy. But you have to ask the question, is it really worth hundreds of billions of dollars over the course of a few years for a program that does not, in fact, help first-time home buyers? That's not where it's really aimed. And that is completely perverse, where it takes somebody who's earning $1 million a year and gives her a larger deduction, a larger subsidy from the government for every $1,000 that she spends on mortgage interest than somebody making $50,000 a year on that same $1,000 of mortgage interest expense. It's completely perverse and backwards and extraordinarily expensive. Hundreds of billions of dollars over the space of a few years on these kinds of subsidy programs, which, if I were to describe to you and ask you to call your congressman to adopt as actual subsidy programs, where we could write out checks, you would say that I was out of my mind. Why should we subsidize somebody with $1 million a year income on the purchase of her house, so on? And why should we do it more so than somebody with a $50,000 income?
Well, apparently, according to Edward Kleinbaum, according to a new poll that just was released today, Americans' faith in the fairness of their taxes has slipped to a lowest level in more than a decade, and that 55% of Americans think their taxes are fair, according to this Gallup survey. That actually surprises me.
You know, the funny thing is, I've looked a lot of the survey data, and it turns out that the answers that you get on tax surveys are unbelievably sensitive to how the question is posed. And you'll get in the same survey, surveying the same people, when you ask them, do you pay too much, the right amount, or too little? People will say, I pay too much. And then when you ask a minute later, is the tax system fair or unfair, they say it's fair. So go figure.
Well, but I think, though, I recall that the famous Leona Helmsley, who died and gave millions of dollars to her Maltese poodle, that only the little people pay taxes. I mean,
yes.
The facts seem to bear that out. And I think we saw a lot of that with the candidacy of Mitt Romney.
Well, I think that it is the case that investment income is taxed at a much lower rate than labor income, ordinary salary and wage income. I don't think that we have a tax system that is riddled with tax shelters the way we did 30 years ago, where people were buying cattle tax shelters, you know, who'd never been outside of Manhattan, people buying lithographic tax shelters, just completely artificial, make-believe transactions. I don't think that that's what dominates the picture right now. What dominates the picture is simply that we don't have enough revenues because the tax rates are at the low end compared to other countries, and because we give away so much money before we've even collected it in the form of what are called tax expenditures, government subsidy programs that are baked into the tax code and which make no sense whatsoever.
Right.
Home ownership being the perfect example. It's a subsidy to the upper middle class, not a subsidy to the working guy. Half the benefit goes to the top 10% of America.
Well, that seems to be the system. It's related to our politics, is it not? Our campaign finance, or lack thereof, in as much as the people who give the money to buy the politicians get the favors, and that seems to be the way it is.
Well, it's the way it is, perhaps for that reason, but I think also because we have allowed these kinds of arbitrary labels to define our understanding of what our government's all about. So we allow the subsidy programs that we run through the tax system to be scored, to be counted, to be internalized by each of us as simply a reduction in taxes rather right. than what they really are, which is bizarre and perverse spending program.
Well, I thank you so much for joining us here today, Edward Kleinbaum.
Thank you very much.
Again, I've been speaking with Edward Kleinbaum, professor of law at the University of Southern California's Gould School of Law. He was formerly chief of staff of the United States Congress's Joint Committee on Taxation and recently testified before the U.S. Senate Budget Committee at a hearing titled Reducing the Deficit by Eliminating Wasteful Spending in the Tax Code. This has been Background Briefing. I'd like to thank producer Graham Fitzgibbon. This program is available for podcasting at ianmasters.com. You can also contact me, and I'll be back again tomorrow at 5 p.m. with another Background Briefing. Bye for now.
Took the kids to the park and disappeared by half past.